Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is a new development in the ongoing protest by Kalamazoo's homeless community. Protesters have camped out downtown in Bronson Park over the past month to highlight their complaints the city isn't doing enough to address homelessness. Well, now the city is ordering the protesters to break up the camp and be out of the park by 7 tonight. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman is at Bronson Park. He's with us now via Skype. Bryce, city officials say if you're not out of the park by 7 this evening, you could be arrested. How are the protesters reacting?
Well, many of the protesters that I've talked to are prepared to be arrested. Many of them have been informed by group officials to not ever engage with police, not to say anything to them, just to be peaceful. And if they do attempt to arrest them, to just go willingly and then fight the rest later.
What are they saying to you, Bryce?
A lot of them are upset. They think that the city is using money as a way to kick homeless people away from where they've been living. A lot of them feel that instead of arresting homeless people, they should be asking what more can be done to actually address the problem. The city commission actually has actually been meeting with a lot of the protesters about their demands and have been trying to find ways to kind of meet halfway, so to speak. One of the protesters, Barbara Himmel, is a homeless woman who really thinks the city is treating the homeless people unfairly in this effort to remove them from the park.
I honestly think they shouldn't remove people for standing up for what they believe in. That's basically telling me that they don't care about us when we're human just like they are.
All right. And as you spoke to some of the leaders, what did they say to you?
A lot of the leaders have actually been talking about ways to maybe make a lawsuit out of this if people are arrested because they say that it's unfair. But even beyond the leaders are people that aren't homeless that have kind of joined in on this movement. One of them is Jordan Welch, and he says that he is prepared to stick beside his family. He's calling a lot of these homeless people his family, and he's prepared to stick by them. If they get arrested, he's going to.
You want to kick people out of Bronson Park, kick me out as well, but I'm going to jail fighting for what my family believes in.
All right. Have you had a chance to talk with city officials or police, Bryce? How do they plan on getting people out of the park?
So I haven't had a chance to speak with police. They said they were going to give an official response to whether or not people are going to get arrested at 7 or what their plans are. And I'm probably going to go back in there in the next few minutes and see if they have a response ready.
Well, it certainly seems like people are digging in, and I know you'll be there tonight after 7 to cover what happens, Bryce?
Yes, I will be here regardless of if police arrest people or not, and hopefully get some answers from police at that time.
Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Bryce Huffman. Bryce, thank you.
Thank you.
The only emergency overnight shelter in the city is the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission, which was founded in 1933. Pastor Michael Brown heads the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. Pastor Brown, what are your thoughts on the weeks-long protest in Bronson Park?
Wow. You know, one of the things I think about it is that you've got two or three different groups that are taking a part in that. When we made our offer to allow the folk who were had been transferred over to Cedar Street to use a portion of land here behind the Gospel Mission, we had enough room for that group of people because it hadn't grown to what it's grown to now. And so the folk that came over here and are occupying our property right now, they have expressed a desire to be separated from the group downtown, and they've also expressed a desire for help. And so we've got case managers working with them, you know, but it just seems to me that because of the way the negotiations have gone or not gone, it seems as though that some requests just, how do I say that? Some folks just won't be satisfied, period.
Well, why did the folks who are staying and at your area, why did they want to be separated from the group? When you say downtown, you mean the group in Bronson Park?
Yeah, they just feel that that group doesn't represent them, and they're there now. I mean, you know, I wish sometime that the media would come over here and interview the different groups rather than just to interview the one.
Now, how do you think overall the city has responded to the challenge of homelessness and these charges from some of these homeless community activists that there's a lack of resources for them?
Well, I think there's plenty of resources. I think that people have an expectation of resources that give them what they want without them being invested at all. And so what I've seen, especially for people who come here that leave disgruntled, oftentimes they will come and they'll expect to get services that we don't provide, you know, or they'll come and expect to just be able to stay here without working on their situation or working with the case manager to help them get to that next step. You know, most of the people that we're talking about have income, but they would choose to spend their income on what they want and have somebody else to pay for what they need. And that never works out well.
You are the only emergency overnight shelter in the city. Are you able to handle all of the needs of Kalamazoo's homeless population?
You know, we're running our numbers right now. I just got off the phone with the city manager, and so we're going to take a look at what our capacity is right now. You know, the thing is, and what I don't understand, is how the group of homeless has grown over the last few days. You know, where did all of these people come from? Because, you know, in my estimation, many of them we had not seen until this, you know, hit the news. You know, now, should they leave the park downtown, one of the things we're going to be looking at for those that come here is, are they truly homeless or are they part of a demonstration? For those people who are actually homeless, we'll do everything we can to help them.
I'm speaking with Pastor Michael Brown, who heads the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. And Pastor Brown, I'd like your thoughts on some of the grievances from the protesters. Some say that they feel unsafe, that they've been assaulted at your shelter. Is safety a problem at your shelter?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard some of those stories. It's funny because one of the guys who was talking said that he had been barred from our shelter for 13 years, which really caught me. But as we looked at our records, he was eating here, you know, even while he was saying that, and he was staying here off and on just prior to the demonstration. And so, you know, people will say what they want to say, and oftentimes people won't verify the information. You know, I've heard some people saying that they were assaulted here. You know, we do something about it when we know about it, but if they choose not to tell us about it, then there's nothing we can do about it. And then some people just don't want to be in an environment where there are a lot of other homeless people. But if that's where you are in your life and that is a temporary situation, well, then certainly it's going to be uncomfortable, but it's something you have to endure to get to where you want to go.
Pastor Brown, have you made any changes in how security is handled at the shelter since these protests began in August?
You know, actually, we've been reviewing our policies for over the last year because, as you may know, we will be building a larger shelter that will replace the old buildings. And so when we do that, we recognize that when our facilities change, that the way we operate may have to be adjusted. And so recently, because some of our staff had complained about men sleeping between cars out in the parking lot, people urinating around the building and things like that, we hired a security agency to walk the property in the evenings and try to help keep us safe. And usually when you get the number of people together that we have here, you will have people who will target that population. We've had people who are not staying here to come and talk to the ladies and tell them that they can get them, you know, a cheaper apartment or things like that. Or we've got an apartment for you and let me take you and show it to you. And then the lady said that once they get over there in the apartment, the people will target them for sexual favors. And so when we find out something like that, we immediately contact the police and give them descriptions, you know, of things like that, because we want to keep our people safe.
Pastor Brown, how do you envision all of this being resolved?
You know, I think one thing that keeps it going is the attention that it gets, especially when you have people who are not willing to take advantage of the services that are already available. The thing that's encouraging to me was the group that came over early on and said, look, we need help. You know, I believe people have an innate desire within themselves to take care of themselves. If you recall, years ago, you would see a homeless person on the corner, and their sign would say, "We'll work for food." That's because it was something inside of them that said, "I need to take care of myself, and if you're going to help me, then I need to give something back." And so my hope is that as people come to us, at least, that we can help to redevelop the want to inside of them and show them that they do have a certain amount of power. They do have options to change their situation. But you can't change your situation until you change the way you think. And sometimes people have thought the way that they think for so long, it's really a challenge to get them to see that they deserve anything different.
Pastor Michael Brown is the head of the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. Pastor Brown, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.